And distributors of this program do not assume liability or loss in connection with the exercises and instructions herein. Not all exercises are suitable for everyone, and this or other exercise programs may result in injury. To reduce the risk of injury in your case, consult your doctor before beginning this exercise program. The instruction and advice presented are not intended as a substitute for medical counseling, but we want you to move your ass here at WCBN, weekdays excluding Friday, from 6 to 6:30. Let's get some more Richard Simmons.
Have a good time. Hi, how many tickets?
Two, please.
It's actually not every day of the week besides every weekday of the week before, besides Friday. It's actually only Thursday this year. This summer, rather. But it is time for Move Your Ass. So let's start moving it. All right, WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Stay tuned.
This record is about how to exercise without moving a muscle. Sounds strange? Well, it's true. Isometric exercising is just that. It is an exercise we will teach you how to do without any movement of your muscles whatsoever. The exercise is done against an immovable resistance so that that group of muscles, or that single muscle, can get full stimulation. I have known of isometric exercising for many years. It is part of every physiology course. But I became extremely interested in the possibilities of utilizing it in athletics and trying to get every man, woman, and child to use it in this country when I had the pleasure of attending the Olympic Games in Rome in the summer of 1960. Every morning during the Olympic Games, there was a great gathering of physical educators, physiologists, and physicians at the University of Rome at their Institute of Human Anatomy. All problems relating to the field of exercise and fitness were discussed.
Ready?
One of the
toes a little.
Main interest one and two was and the value one. Of isometric
reach
training.
Down.
I believe that with one. The Olympics reach in down. 1960, one. The word first two. Started to go out one. Around the world
reach down.
On the great possibilities four. And the fabulous results
one.
That had been attained
reach down.
By the
three.
Use of
then
isometric
up.
Exercising.
One, reach down. Three, then up.
Isometric exercising differs from
three,
what is
then
known as isotonic
toes
exercising in this lack
three,
of
then
movement.
Up. One,
anything
reach
that
down.
You do in normal
one,
everyday
and
life,
two,
walking,
one,
sitting,
reach
working,
down,
or doing anything
one,
at all,
and two,
you are
one,
doing isotonic
reach down,
exercising.
Three, then
that is,
up.
You are doing an exercise.
Reach down,
that I think is
three, then
in isometric
one,
exercising,
reach down,
we are going to
three, then up.
A certain amount of
one, reach down,
in
three, then up.
Cleaning your teeth or washing your
on
hair.
Three.
Isometric
and two
exercises
and on
are
three,
beneficial to
one,
every man,
and two,
woman, and child.
Two, reach a little
no matter what your
one,
activity
and two,
happens to be.
Two, reach a little
the greater the strength
one,
you
and
have,
two,
the more
two,
effectively
two,
and efficiently you work before.
And two, two,
this applies
a
to everyday work
two,
and everyday living,
reach
and naturally
a
applies
three,
to all sports and recreational activities.
One, later, two,
we will be giving you specific exercises
one, and two,
that will help
one,
you in your
reach
favorite
down,
activity.
Three, then up.
On
three,
now
then
let's
up.
Examine
two,
what we are trying
reach a little
to do
further. Three,
and how
then
we are going to do it. We are going to build up your strength and your power. Now, what is strength? Strength is your ability to use all the power you have in your muscles.
By trial and error, health by observation, by trial and error,
muscle is made
by trial and error, by trial and error, by trial and error, by trial and error, by trial and error. By trial and error.
That is, you
by
are born with a certain number of
by
muscle
and error.
Toes a
little. By
trial
and error.
Number.
By trial and error. By trial and error.
Reach down.
By trial and error. Learning other
on three.
By trial and
then up.
By trial and error.
One. Reach down.
Three. By trial and error. By
one. Reach down. One. Two.
Trial and error.
Toes
learning other people's tricks too. Learning other people's tricks
two.
Too. By trial and error.
Toes a little.
Learning other people's tricks too. By trial and error. Learning other people's tricks too. 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 Learning other people's tricks too.
Isometric exercise. It has been proven that you will stimulate 100% of the muscle fibers.
Learning other people.
And this is the way we increase our
learning
strength.
Other people's.
By stimulating all of the muscle fibers. It is
learning
worth mentioning that the research that has been done ends up with a conclusion that any normal person can increase their strength approximately 5%
through
per week,
particularly stressful
by 5
try to
minutes
identify
a day
the part,
of isometric exercise.
The easiest. And once you have done complete
one of the original
technique.
Observations made by a scientist many years ago when he was in quest of information about isometric exercising was when he observed caged animals
down
either at the zoo or at the circus, such as lions or tigers, 2,000 pounds or more, that obviously were in good physical condition
and, your whole
and had retained
and
their
done...
strength. How did they do this in such a small, confined area?
In actual hours, how much deep sleep...
It will
sleep...
be interesting for you to observe these animals on your next visit. They normally stretch... They will stretch and press their forepaws or their rear paws against the bars or the cage wall and hold
exercise
this static
number
contraction.
Four for the legs and
they are
hips.
Doing isometric exercising.
One third.
You can
of
also
lifetime
observe
sleep.
It in your own cat
but what
or
else,
dogs
other than
in your home.
All your internal
isometric exercises are for every man, woman, and child.
Usually in the morning,
and I would suggest that the sooner you get your child in the habit of doing
digested.
Them, the better off the child will be,
as we get
and
on,
will most likely keep that habit
sleep.
Through
and
his life.
Back.
If you couldn't exist on less than 9 hours a night, age 20,
now,
you may find that at 30 you feel fine with 7 or 8, and at 40 you can get by
up.
With 6 hours. Your body's metabolism
traction.
Is different
at
different
way.
Times of the month or year.
Be on the way down, that's the year.
So
for
if
example,
get to sleep right away,
if you wanted to build up your arm it. And shoulder strength,
your body knows best.
Rather than doing 40 or 50 push-ups, which would be an isotonic form of exercise,
and give up trying
you would
to
stand
force
in front of a wall, that is, an immovable
more
object,
uptight about, it you become,
about 2 feet
far.
From the wall,
harder it would be to go to
place
sleep.
Your hands against that wall and push.
Spending time on sex
effort,
or beauty makes many people feel vaguely guilty.
And hold this
but sex is one of the best and cheapest of all beauty
slow
treatments,
count
so
of
relax
10.
And enjoy it. Real beauty
the
comes from inner
down.
Confidence and from being in touch with your own body.
Now,
it is
let
natural,
us
not narcissistic, to like and enjoy your body.
Metric
and any movement that gives you sensual pleasure
why hasn't this
helps to increase your awareness
exercise.
Of yourself. Dancing, swimming, exercising,
then
running,
back.
All of these give us the opportunity to be in touch with our own physicality. And only
the
by appreciating our
so
own
fabulous.
Bodies can we really enjoy other people's. This doesn't mean that you have to strive for the perfection of cover girls and models.
It was felt
this remains
that this
the prerogative
was a new
of
secret.
Only a few. But you must realize that your body is beautiful in its own way.
And maybe this would help us in international competition with Russia.
To feel self-conscious sexually because of what you think are physical flaws is a sure way to sow the seeds of unease and embarrassment
at least 3
that will
years.
Negate what should be a fulfilling experience. A healthy
the
sex
basic
life
isometric
gives you
exercises to
is an important part
strength.
Of feeling and looking great.
There are 3 basic exercises.
It's an old cliche but true.
The first one
that sex makes your skin glow and
movement.
Your eyes sparkle.
In this
it also makes
movement,
you less edgy and nervous.
You are going to stand
and one of the
in
greatest
front of some immovable
in
object.
Is being in love.
Now this could be the bumper of your car.
New romance is wonderful
be a piece
and thrilling.
Of built-in furniture.
But old
like...
romance is good too. And a happy marriage better still.
Now straighten the leg.
In fact, any kind of emotion
with your
that
knees
involves
at about
total
a
care and commitment to another human being,
and
be it baby or boyfriend, is beneficial
this
to you.
Immovable object.
And your
it
looks.
Should be something that you can grasp about 6 inches to a foot from
breakfast,
the floor.
The most important
now,
meal of the day.
You must give this 100% effort.
Whatever sort of pressure you're
under, up to
try
the
tucking a healthy breakfast under your belt
and
in the morning
this
helps
legs
in
the air.
for a slow
There's a lot to be said for the chest.
Slogan. And eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a lord, and dinner like a pork.
1,002.
Going to work on a cup of coffee and a saccharin tablet, although it may be good for the waistline, it is not in the long run beneficial to the stress factor, which seems to be part of most people's lives today.
The second basic exercise Allow yourself is enough what is time known to as have a curling quietly. Movement. This comes
this
from
you
the
in a calm mood
term
to face
used
any
by
weightlifters, the day may bring.
Where they take a heavy barbell in their hands
late
with the palms
rushing,
facing upward,
creates tension,
and try to curl it up to the shoulder. Now, for you to
breakfast
do this exercise in an isometric
there is
fashion,
to have been a gap of
you either would stand in front of an immovable
meal.
Object, such as a counter,
your blood sugar
or
needs
you
raising,
in front
and
of the
energy
piano,
level must be
or
revved
your desk,
up.
For that matter.
Therefore,
you put your
some
hands
protein,
under this object,
example,
and then once again,
cheese,
and reiterate,
some
100% concentration and effort,
toast,
try to curl that immovable
possible,
object up to your
and
chest.
And some natural sugar,
this definitely
orange
is for
juice,
the arms and the shoulders,
honey, should be part of your normal breakfast.
The third basic exercise
I point out
is a
many times
movement.
On this recording
this also
the
comes from the vernacular of the weightlifter.
Correct nutrition.
In this one, you are going to stand.
Let me emphasize
reach
one
overhead
thing,
and press upward on
what
an immovable object.
Is
most adults can do this in a doorway. You would stand in the doorway and reach
try
overhead and place your palms against
down.
The door jamb. If your door jamb
Processed
happens to be too high for you,
foods.
Add a low stool, or even a big
additives,
fat dictionary might do the
such
job.
As hot dogs,
but make sure you're in a position with an
pre-cooked, packaged, fabricated pseudo-foods,
for the hips
and foods
legs.
High in animal
position,
fat and cholesterol.
As if you were trying to press the door jamb through the ceiling, and hold it
alternately dieting. Kick legs back and forward with a
diet
quick scissors-like
again,
motion.
Off again,
point the toes
forward.
As you do this one. Ready?
Nothing is more clear than
and begin. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Back and forth. Back and forth. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I rarely stint myself on what I want. And yet my weight stays constant.
Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Because I changed my interests. It wasn't difficult.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I just stopped eating scotch. Buns, puddings, custards, fried food, thick sauces, soft drinks, sweets, cakes, donuts are just some of the things that hardly ever touch my lips.
All right,
I
that was very good. Now let's flip over and exercise
it was
the other tip.
Go in the water at Victoria's Ogden Point.
Begin.
Desserts.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Although I don't
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Scissors kick, scissors kick.
A piece of fudge or a bar of chocolate. And I often yield to temptation to
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Back and forth, back and forth.
I would rather drink wine than eat sweets. And it's a fact of life.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Knees straight, point those toes.
Changing your eating habits. Although it cannot be achieved
overnight,
is essential in maintaining not only your health, but your looks too.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Stop next
and
time you
continue.
Reach for biscuits, cakes, or macaroni in a supermarket. Try instead to fill the basket with nuts, cheese, fruit, and yogurt. Start finding out the nutritional values of different foods. Your aim must be to cut sugar and starch.
Exercise number 9.
From your diet as much as possible.
Legs and
substitute protein and vegetables.
Lie on your back.
What you want to do is increase your strength.
Just
following that bowling ball so that you can get a better swing through and a better release down the alley. How do we do this? Let's imagine that you are standing at the bowling alley.
And you are next to an immovable object.
You eventually
pick some immovable object in your
bigger
office. You can
Remember,
reach down and grab.
It isn't the quantity
of the bowling
down,
ball,
but the type
knee,
of food you eat that
take
puts
your
on
basic bowling
down,
position that you would be
up,
in.
I have
just
listed my favorite health-giving diet
at the foul line.
Up, and
that
down,
is, your arm is extended
up,
to the rear,
and
you are holding on to this immovable
care.
Object. Then, with concentration
three,
and 100%
skin
effort,
is the barometer of one's mental and physical
and
health.
Two,
movable object.
It's never too late or too early to start caring
in the fashion that you would your bowling
and
ball.
Down,
By holding this up, static contraption
water down, controversy.
The count of 10,
raise up.
You will
recently,
increase
I've had a rethink about soap and water.
Your bowling, release.
For years, I avoided letting either touch my face.
And down.
But some time ago, I started to experiment.
All during the winter, we know
using
that
an extremely mild, non-alkaline soap two or three times a week.
One, getting ready for the approach of spring.
I was very careful about rinsing off
let
the soap.
Let us add isometric
two,
exercising to your golf
three,
preparation.
Oil of soap
four,
is what causes scaling, dry
take
skin,
your golf stance
and that taut, stretched
as if you're
feel.
Addressing the ball.
I found that far from cracking up, my skin started to look better, and it even felt cleaner.
That full concentration,
the use of soap
exerting
and water
all
is a
of the strength and power you
aspects.
Have.
But most dermatologists now agree that using a well-formulated non-alkaline soap
this
is one of the best ways of keeping the skin thoroughly clean.
Swing
however, it
golf,
must be an extremely mild and gentle soap,
you are going
made especially
to be a
for the face.
Exercise number 10 for the bust line. Position.
When we consider tennis
on the floor,
we can use, for example,
arms
the
sideward.
Overhand position.
Two books in each hand.
Take your tennis racket in your
on
hand.
One, raise arms
and stand
above you,
in a
keeping
doorway.
The elbows very
contrary to what
straight.
You may have heard.
Put the racket
in
overhead,
even
lower in the
arm
position
of
that the racket
position.
Would be
and
in at the top
now, this
of the
last exercise.
Smash shot
wear
the job and service.
You must always use a cleansing cream or
and begin. Arms up. Arms
makeup
down,
can block
against
raise the
or
arm,
jam,
cause irritation,
and once again,
and contribute towards the formation of spots.
And adding strength to the power of
rub
your tennis
the remover
stroke.
Gently in a circular motion.
When we consider swimming,
it until
might
the
be
last
well
cotton wool pad shows no trace
in
makeup.
Swimming, in swimming
wash
the crawl
face and
stroke,
neck
for
with
instance.
Soap.
You
work
are reaching
lava,
forward in the water.
Rub gently for about 20
seconds. As far
seconds.
As you can with both hands
rinse
alternately.
Rinse thoroughly with warm
and
water.
Pressing down
no less
on the water
than 30 times.
And following that pressing down
dry
movement
face
back
clean
to
towel.
Your body. It's not as much a
never
pull
use a
as
towel
it is
on
a
your
press
face
down
someone
and
else
back.
Has used. Keep a special
now, the more powerful
even
you
even
are
if you have to wash
in that
it
motion,
every day.
The more powerful
if
swimmer
a clean
you will
towel
be.
Is not available. Block
so,
face with
take
tissues.
This position, you swimmers.
While your skin is still
bend
down,
over slightly
moisten
and reach
a cotton
forward
wool pad with toner
with first
or
your right hand
depending on
as
skin
far
type,
as you can
and dab over
and
the face
press down
and neck.
On some immovable object.
The point of using the toner
or what
have is to remove everything
same thing with the left hand.
For dry
this
skin,
will increase
use
your
a very
basic
gentle
strength
alcohol-free
through this
toner.
Isometric
there are several
held
good ones on the
static
market.
Contraction.
Or you can use glycerin
so
and rose water,
swim more
which is inexpensive
next
and available from any chemist.
Throw the
for oily
arms
skin,
forward for balance.
An alcohol-based tonic
when we
should raise
off
to make certain
as
that all greases are
removed.
Come up and return
while
our
the skin is still damp from toner.
Be sure to keep
apply
your
moisturizer
straight
this and
your
head all over the face.
Ready?
All the sports I've mentioned.
Many good moisturizers.
Dip down.
Remember the basic
and seal in the precious moisture
given,
your skin needs
are going to
remain.
Be a great benefit to you.
Since the moisturizer holds
and up, very nice. Keep the back straight.
Your
down
and your back
and
legs,
up,
arms,
and
abdomen,
down,
neck,
and up.
All of this will be helpful in any
down,
sport.
And up.
This applies especially
and
to
down,
skiing. Where you want to build up your leg strength
and down.
Your back
let
strength,
that
your
forward,
arm
up,
strength.
And down. And down. Fine. One.
One right now.
And
this is
two,
when central heating,
two,
gas,
three,
try to find
dry
out
up,
just
and
four. Isometric exercise.
Allow moisturizing 30
up,
seconds to penetrate the skin thoroughly.
And down.
And
up. And down. And
clean your face, neck, and throat with makeup remover
goes
lotion.
Down.
Massage it into your skin for 5
raise
minutes.
Up.
Then remove it gently with cotton wool.
And down.
Clean your face.
And
take a bowl
continue.
Of water and place it on a low table.
I believe that once you get the basic principle of isometric exercising, where you are holding a muscle in static contraction for a count of 10.
Resembling a lobster.
And giving this
after
100%
10 minutes, pat your face dry.
Concentration.
Apply a mask.
You can make up
you
your
can
own
use either
exercises
a commercially
that
available
will apply any particular activity you are interested in.
After 10 minutes, remove the mask.
It has been found
wool.
Very useful following
don't talk
injury.
Or move your face while the mask is on.
In some cases where the person was in a cast,
spray
it was
all over.
or dab with dab.
Normally, exercise is not suggested for anyone in this condition.
And then apply a light moisturizer.
But they do lose the strength in their muscles.
Don't use makeup for several hours after your facial.
And the muscles begin to atrophy.
Let your skin breathe.
By using a form of isometric exercising, that is holding muscles in contraction, you can readily see that a person can exercise without moving a muscle.
Smell is probably the most basic of the senses.
I would like to give an example of why isometric exercising is good for anyone,
and can often be a powerful aphrodisiac.
Exercise number 7,
or a
for the hips.
Between smell and sex,
position,
is a primeval one.
Sit on the floor with the knees slightly bent,
with polio,
the arms up and away from the floor.
Is the fastest.
And now
we
alternately raise and lower each hip till you're rocking from side to side.
Has been used
this one's
years,
great fun, and we do it quickly too, so get ready.
Exercises.
All right?
One, two, attached to
one, two, three, four, bounce, two, three, four, back and forth, back and forth, bounce.
The knee is bent, and the knee and the leg is straightened out.
Looking
time, we started
hair.
With isometric, the left leg, the one
don't
recovering
wash your hair
from
more than 3 or 4 times a week,
could do this exercise with
3 pounds.
His good
almond
leg,
oil and olive oil
10 pounds,
are great conditioners for hair. Once a week,
we gave the boy
rub oil thoroughly all over your hair and scalp and leave on overnight.
Polio leg for 1 month.
Two, three,
cover your head
four,
with a cotton
one,
scarf
two,
while
three.
You sleep,
we
or the pillowcase will be a disaster area.
On the good leg.
Bounce,
if you
bounce,
can't
bounce,
bear the smell, use an ordinary conditioner instead.
1, 2, 3, 4,
wash
one,
your
two, three, four.
Your hair will
get carried away now. One.
Put lemon juice on fair
while
hair
the
in the sun,
you
and your hair will become blonde.
Hip, hip, hip.
Jump from
one,
two,
always
three,
keep
four,
dark
one,
or tinted
two,
hair
three, four,
covered
four,
with
bounce,
a hat
bounce, 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 bounce.
Otherwise, it will lighten up considerably.
It might be well to mention
one,
as
two,
you
three,
are
four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four.
Never use
five
rolls
minutes
to
a day.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Keep on bouncing.
Always put tissues overheating.
1, 2, 3, 4.
After a person
and continue.
Attains
vary your shampoo.
Their maximum strength.
Hair becomes a
customer. They retain their strength.
Doesn't respond as well as it
should. By doing isometric
so
exercise for 5 minutes once a week.
Rinse
this
hair
is another
again
example of how fabulous the findings have been in research in this area. Your breathing during these exercises is as close to normal as you can make it. You do not have to worry about whether you are inhaling or exhaling because you are holding the static.
Should you brush it off? It doesn't matter how good and healthy your hair is, a perm definitely damages it. If you must have a perm, use the
addition
lightest
to
and
the
gentlest you
various
can
things around
you don't
the normal
exercise
form of
number 8
that old
for the legs, the hips, and the tummy.
If you tint your hair,
lie
don't
on your
go
back,
more than a few shades either lighter
sideward,
or darker than your own skin tone,
and on one,
or it will look
bring
under
the left knee to the chest.
It's normal
two,
for scalp and hair condition
right
to change seasonally.
And touch left knee to the floor
the
on
summer,
your right side.
It's quite common for the scalp
on
to
three,
be oily and the
return
hair dry.
Knee to the chest.
If that is the case,
on four,
use a shampoo
extend
for
the
oily
leg
hair
again
on your scalp,
then we'll repeat
and a conditioner
the entire
on the
procedure
ends of
with
your
the
hair
right
only
leg. And alternate
for
as
a dry
we go
scalp
ready
and oily hair. Use conditioner
and
on your scalp
up
first, then use
and
an oily
over to the
shampoo
right, back,
but don't massage it
and straight. Now the right knee up to the chest,
always
over to
the
left,
the
back
first, and then work
and
up
down. Left knee again.
Never start at the scalp.
Up, twist
always
to the right,
natural fiber brushes
back
on your hair,
and extend
bristle
right
is much
knee
better than scratchy
up
nylon, and wire
twist
or metal
to the
brushes
left,
or combs are
back,
the worst.
And extend. Continue.
One heaped tablespoon a day
and two,
of non-fermented
yeast. And four. Now the other knee. Up.
Sprinkled on syrup.
And over.
Or mixed with yogurt,
and back,
soup, or fruit juice.
And
it's all you need to give your dog a supplement
and over. Back. And down.
Most
the other right knee. Up.
Used
to level one.
And over. Left.
Back. And down. I am using this is a very good
and continue
can be used in all your exercises.
Le vamos a preguntar que si reciben alguna subvención del gobierno. ¿Reciben ustedes alguna subvención del gobierno?
That we are not only isometric to have normal
¿qué está pasando?
physical condition, you must do exercising as well. That is, exercise with movement.
To a new you.
The primary and only purpose of isometric exercise.
Always follow absolute instructions on all colors, conditions, and
exercises.
For example, if they say you run for 5 minutes, and don't leave on for 7 minutes, especially in the case of tinted hair.
What is the overall result of attaining greater strength?
To whiten hands, you've got that dingy and
two.
You have to lean on the top and rub.
You definitely will have less fatigue.
If your hands are very chapped from rough work or something, soak them in warm milk for 10 minutes.
What?
Repeat once or twice a week.
You're adopted. There, you have something to cry about. You gonna cry? Big
and
wolf.
Four. Legs up.
Cry, little
and down, and up. And down.
Cry.
Raise them up. Then down, up, then down. Good. One, and two, and three, and four. Keep the feet together. Up, and down, and up, and down. One, and two, and three, and four. Don't bounce them on the floor. And down, up, and down. One, and two, and three, and four. Raise up, then down, raise up, then down, and up, and down, and up, and down. Do more. One, and two, three, and four. Raise up, and down, and up, and down. And up, and down, and continue.
It's this one down here.
It is possible, depending on your desire, and with a little bit of willpower and discipline thrown in. A keep fit regime, which, if stuck to and fitness that you never knew you had. To achieve results, you must train yourself to new, permanent attitudes towards
lie on
exercise.
Your side with the top
physical fitness is just as important as good eating habits. And if the body is properly used, toned and cared for, it has less difficulty in burning
straight.
Up food.
On one, bring the knee of that leg up
exercise
high to your
is
chest.
As necessary for survival
on
as eating and drinking.
Back to the starting position.
When I don't
we'll
exercise
we'll do a few with
a
that leg,
days.
And then we'll turn over on the other side and try it with the other leg. Are you ready? And one, two,
and my body starts losing
three,
its muscle tone.
And four.
I must
knee
stress
up,
here. No one should start
the leg,
a vigorous regime of exercise
knee up,
without first making sure
then
that
back
she is
with
in
the
reasonable
leg.
Health.
One, and
if at
two,
the age of 40, you suddenly decide
three,
to do all the exercises described
four,
without building up to them gradually,
up,
you could find yourself
back,
with a strained back and aching muscles,
up,
having done more than your
back.
Body is
very
capable
nice.
Of doing.
Again.
It will not be possible for those of you who have never exercised
three,
to achieve the amount
four,
of repetition recommended for most
up,
of these exercises.
And back,
therefore, I do advise a slow
up,
build-up approach to each one.
And back. All right,
until
now you want to flip over on the other side.
The final goal,
with the other leg straight back.
Fit enough to exercise strenuously.
Ready to bring the knee up again.
20 to 40 minutes.
And begin. Knee up.
You should always check the
and
back.
The back.
Start
no! Don't want to see me! Don't want to see me!
Make sure that you're wearing something comfortable.
Three.
A leotard or jumpsuit
and
is perfect.
Four. And continue.
You must have plenty of space around you to enable you to swing your arms and legs. Because I've been doing these exercises for years, they appear.
Much better.
If Pandora's box was a box of chocolates, would I know to stay away? Oh, I said, if Pandora's box was a box of chocolates, would I eat them anyway? 'Cause every time I have half a mind to leave you, babe, that means I have half a mind to stay.
It's Pandora's Lunchbox on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Good evening, this is Mike, and Pandora's Lunchbox is a show about food and culture. Have you finished your mid-early evening exercises? Well, it's time for a heavy meal, recommended by 4 out of 5 doctors. On today's program, I'm not really sure what's going to happen, but it is a sunny day, and it's going to be a sunny weekend, a holiday weekend, and so we need to get prepared for eating food, I think. Let's start with Eric Bogle. Here's a good old Aussie barbecue for you. You ready? Get a plate. Get a fork.
When the summer sun is shining on Australia's happy land, round countless fires and strange ties in many solemn bands of glum Australians watching the lunch go up in flames. By the smoke and the smell you can plainly tell that it's barbie time again. When the steaks are burning fiercely, when the smoke gets in your eyes, when the snags all taste like fried toothpaste and your mouth is full of lies, it's a national institution, it's Australian through and through. So come on, mate, and grab your plate, let's have a barbecue. The Scots eat lots of haggis, the French eat snails and frogs, the Greeks call crackers over their moussakas, and the Chinese love hot dogs. The Welshmen love to have a leek, the Irish like a stew, but you just can't beat that half-cooked meat at an Aussie barbecue. When the steaks are burning fiercely, when the smoke gets in your eyes, when the snags all taste like fried toothpaste and your mouth is full of lies, it's a national institution, it's Australian through and through. So come on, mate, and grab your plate, let's have a barbecue. There's flies stuck to the margarine, the bread has gone rock hard, the kids are fighting and the mice are biting, who forgot the air agab? There's brulance in the esky and the beer is running out, and what you saw in Mom's coleslaw you just don't think about. When the steaks are burning fiercely, when the smoke gets in your eyes, when the snags all taste like fried toothpaste and your mouth is full of flies, it's a national institution, it's Australian through and through. So come on, mate, and grab your plate, let's have a barbecue. And when the barbie's over and you're homeward why you wend, with the queasy tummy on the family, donny many lonely hours you spend, you might find yourself reflecting, like many often do, come rain or shine, that's a bloody last time that you'll have a barbecue. When the steaks are burning fiercely, when the smoke gets in your eyes, when the snacks all taste like fried toothpaste and your mouth is full of lies, it's a national institution, it's Australian through and through. So come on, mate, and grab your plate, let's have a barbecue.
Well, thank you, Eric Bogle, for the Aussie barbecue there. I hope that you're all inspired and very, very hungry now. This is Pandora's Lunchbox, and some mighty exciting stuff coming up. Top of the Park has several more days to go and the big finale on Sunday. But I want to talk right away about Rib Fest coming up in Royal Oak. What is Rib Fest? It features music, pig races, craft beers, a full bar, and monster truck rides, because when you think Royal Oak, you think monster trucks. Of course you do. And lots of barbecue, too, as it turns out. Aussie barbecue, it could be better than the stuff you just heard in that song. There's a decent possibility of that. But musical entertainment for the Rib Fest at the Royal Oak Farmers Market, July 3rd through the 5th. On Friday, July 3rd, the Infatuations, the Howling Diablos, Stereo Jane, and the Kung Fu Lovers, all playing not necessarily at the same time. The headliner on Saturday, July 4th, on the 4th of July on Independence Day, Goober and the Peas. It's good to know that bands who have been around a long time in Southeast Michigan are still doing it. Why, just the other day, last night, the Polish Muslims played at the Ann Arbor Summer Festival at Top of the Park, and it was very inspiring. Songs about punchki in the middle of July. Songs about sausages and bowling and all very important subjects that mean a lot to all of us. Well, the good news is I found some Goober and the Peas CDs in the WCBN library, so you are very much in luck. You will be able to hear a Goober and the Peas song. This has not been pre-screened for appropriateness for a family audience. I'm hoping for the best. There is nothing on the CD saying that I shouldn't play this, but there are a lot of liner notes that are pretty faded out. Actually, this one gets... Here's what I got on the review. This song is a 5-star review, according to this review, if you like this kind of song. This gets 5 stars if you like this kind of song, according to the WCBN reviewer who reviewed it. So you got to get a listen to this. Here are Goober and the Peas, Hot Women, Cold Beer. Sure, I'm glad that the review also pointed out that the song ends cold, cold like cold beer. What do you think? Appropriate? Was that okay? Was that all right? I hope so. If not, I apologize. That was Hot Women, left parenthesis, cold beer, right parenthesis. And that was Goober and the Peas from their collection, The Complete Works of Goober and the Peas, on the Detroit Municipal Recordings label, produced by John Wesley Harding. Goober and the Peas are going to be playing July 4th at the Royal Oak Rib Fest at 9 p.m. Also on the bill, the Mugs at 7, the Beggars at 5:15, and the Rock and Roll Prep School at 3:15. And on Sunday, July 5th, at the Royal Oak Rib Fest, the headliner is Thornetta Davis at 6:30 p.m. So that sounds like a humdinger. Also, barbecue, pig races, and monster truck rides. Again, when you think Royal Oak, you think monster truck races. So there you go. The Rib Fest is at the Royal Oak Farmers Market, July 3rd through the 5th. There's really no shortage of food-related concerts coming up this weekend. Actually, tonight, Top of the Park is tonight, food for sale at Top of the Park, and music including Derek Fawcett, Annie and Rod Capps, The Go-Rounds, and Chris Bathgate headlining at Top of the Park at Ingalls Mall or near Ingalls Mall for free. Tonight at the Power Center is a food reference. It is Pink Martini. And doesn't that sound refreshing? Another couple of food-oriented events, Goober and the Peas being one of them. That is, in fact, food. Goober peas, I believe, are boiled peanuts, if I remember correctly. I got to check that out for you to make sure, but I think Goober peas are boiled peanuts. Goober and the Peas, therefore, are boiled and the peanuts. The Spam All-Stars is another food-oriented ensemble playing on Saturday, July 4th. The Spam All-Stars are from Miami. They are a nine-piece hip-hop, Latin, funk, and electronica band, and they will be playing at New Center Park in Detroit at 7 p.m. The Spam All-Stars, I tell you. Top of the Park continues on Saturday with Lady Sunshine and the X-Band, the Bluescasters, Abigail Stauffer, and other performers. You can go to our website, wcbn.org, check under events and then under concert information to see more about that. There's a link there. And Top of the Park concludes on Sunday, July 5th, starting off patriotically enough with the U.S. Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus, then Hoodang, and headlining is George Bedard and the Kingpins, who do a song about food, if you stretch the metaphor just enough. There are peas, and there are peanuts, and then there are nuts, and then there are nut rockers. Here's George Bedard and Nut Rocker. Thank you. That one ends cold, too. I feel the chill, man. That was George Bedard. And that was Nutcracker, an adaptation of a certain earlier classic tune, don't you know? Something about a Nutcracker suite, I think. Some kind of famous classical-y thing. George Bedard and the Kingpins are going to be headlining at Top of the Park, near Ingalls Mall, near the Bengen-Burson, the tower, the clock tower in Ann Arbor, you know that one. They're going to be playing on Sunday night at, I believe, 8:30 p.m. They're going to be headlining that day, a day that also features Hudang and the U.S. Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus, that's Sunday, July 5th. Speaking of U.S., you and me, S., you ought to know that coming up at 7, it's Arwulf with Face the Music. He's getting ready for an awesome hour of wonderful music starting at 7. Beautiful, beautiful music to come on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor and WCBN.org. Now, you're probably thinking, as I'm thinking, boy, I really could stand right now to just break out into a rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. That's what you're thinking. Yeah, me too. I'm thinking just that thing because it's July 4th coming up. Well, the University of Michigan put out a CD a few years ago called Poets and Patriots, A Tuneful History of the Star Spangled Banner. And there are a bunch of different songs on this CD that fit into the whole Star Spangled Banner genealogy, if you want to kind of put it that way. It says here, debates surrounding the 1931 naming of the Star Spangled Banner as the national anthem included serious critiques about the tune. The melody was of foreign origin and too difficult to sing. The lyric extolled war and reminded us awkwardly that our 20th century British ally had once been our 18th century colonial overseer and foe. And it was a matter of scholarly debate for a while, but the composer of the tune has now been firmly identified as John Stafford Smith, who lived from 1750 to 1836, an English church musician living in London. Smith appears to have been hired around 1775 or 76 by the Anacreontic Society, an all-male amateur music and supper club, to create a jaunty tune to animate a playful lyric by one of its members, Ralph Tomlinson, as the society's anthem. Although just 25 years old or so at the time, Smith was by this time already an award-winning composer of popular song. I think he won Grammys in 1774, if I remember. Smith's music propelled the completed song, The Anacreontic Song, to spectacular success. It made number 7 on the Billboard charts. That may not be actually on the paper that I'm reading you. Both club and tune grew quickly in popularity. While the song was regularly parodied in the theaters of London, traveling far and wide in books of lyrics known as songsters. Those publications included not only Tomlinson's poetic effort, but also a number of alternate parody texts. We're going to hear an excerpt from the Anacreontic song because we should all learn the word anacreontic and learn to say it and learn to feel and understand its meaning, whatever that might be. Here is an excerpt from that song. Stand up and sing!
Anacreon in heaven, where he sat, a few songs of harmony sent a petition that he, their inspirer and patron, would be. When his answer arrived from the jolly old Grecian, voice, fiddle, and flute, no longer be mute. I'll lend you my name and inspire you to boot. And besides, I'll instruct you to entwine the myrtle of Venus with Bacchus as mine.
And besides, I'll instruct you like me to entwine the myrtle of Venus with Bacchus as mine.
The news through Olympus immediately flew, when a thunder pretended to give cares. If these mortals are suffered their team to pursue, the devil, a goddess, will stay above stairs. Hark, already there
Crazy Bacchus. Got any Bruno Mars? Yeah, that was the, I want to say anachronistic song, which it is perhaps, but it's also the anacreontic song from the album Poets and Patriots, A Tuneful History of the Star-Spangled Banner, a song of conviviality, which became a song that was really, really hard to sing. Yes, indeed, the Star-Spangled Banner. It's 7:08. This is Pandora's Lunchbox, a show about food. This was brought to my attention recently, a wonderful article called A Guide to the Barbarian Vegetables of China. I wonder when the barbarian vegetables will be coming to town to the Blind Pig. But in the meantime, this is in the website called The Lucky Peach. Says here, because certain vegetables, fruits, and spices were introduced into the Middle Kingdom of China at a time when the entire non-Chinese world was considered downright uncivilized, the plant names quite literally include the Chinese characters for barbaric or exotic. So you look at the Chinese characters for certain vegetables, and they have these words in them. Many of these are now staples of Chinese cuisine, but are nevertheless forever branded linguistically as Western interlopers. And now we have a quick tour of some of those and the degree to which they've assimilated into modern Chinese cooking. The carrot, the Chinese characters literally translate as foreign radish. The carrot, foreign radish. The walnut, the Chinese characters literally translate as foreign peach. Broken walnuts now are ground into powder and cooked up as a hot dessert soup. Whole kernels of walnuts tend to be reserved for honey walnut syrup, which is the Hong Kong banquet style. Spinach, the Chinese characters for spinach, mean Persian vegetable. Blanched spinach now is either paired with peanuts and vinegar, or else doused in sesame paste. When cooked in a wok with eggs and vermicelli, it's a very common filling for chunbing, which are springy crepes used to wrap various stir-fries. The watercress is literally, in Chinese characters, described as occidental greens. Snow peas literally are translated in Chinese characters as Holland beans. Tomatoes have two possible names in Chinese characters. In one, the tomato literally translates as barbarian eggplant, the other as Western red persimmon. Today, look for it in Hong Kong dishes like beef with tomato and baked pork chop rice. On the mainland, sliced tomatoes sprinkled with sugar used to be a popular appetizer, but tomato scrambled with egg as a topping for rice is what's ubiquitous in these days. There are a couple of other examples of that as well. Now, this is a very colorful and wonderful one. The zucchini, in Chinese characters, literally translates as Western calabash. Most dumpling houses today offer zucchini as an option for fillings, especially when mixed with scrambled egg. In Beijing, you'll find pancakes of shredded zucchini called hutazi, and I hope that is pronounced correctly, which are eaten with a garlic and vinegar dipping sauce. Now, the potato. The potato in Chinese characters has several translations. It is written in a number of ways. One is the foreign mountain taro. One is the Holland root tuber. And my favorite is the foreign devil mercy root tuber. We do know that the potato was later popularized by Catholic missionaries as a hedge against famine. Maybe that's why they're still known in some parts of China as foreign devil mercy root tubers. Many expats in China are nonplussed by the Chinese liking for julienne potatoes stir-fried in a vinegar sauce, and yet there are other possibilities as well. The sweet potato, actually this may be my favorite one of all. The sweet potato, in Chinese characters, literally translates as barbarian yam. These are all wonderful items on an article called A Guide to the Barbarian Vegetables of China, in the website luckypeach.com. But there's more, in fact. The zucchini, Western calabash, yes, we've talked about that. The sweet potato, the barbarian yam. Broccoli is rather poetic, the Western kale flower. And the watermelon is Western melon. And the onion is the Occidental allium. And wait, there's more. And this is actually fine for a 4th of July treat. The honeydew melon translates as Wallace melon. Now that's interesting, Wallace melon. Says here, in 1944, Henry Wallace, FDR's vice president, presented the governor of Gansu with seeds of the honeydew melon, which the agriculturally savvy Wallace and botanist friends believed would be a good crop for the drought-stricken area. The fruits helped transform the local economy and became known colloquially as Wallace melons. The region still hosts an annual Wallace Day festival, where crowds gather to participate in melon tastings, gawk at melon exhibits, and play melon games. Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend playing melon games. I hope you have a wonderful weekend all together. This has been Pandora's Lunchbox. I've been Mike for at least a half an hour. Arwolf and Face the Music coming up in just a moment. And now let's go out with something that you do not want to find on your vegetables or your fruits, the caterpillar crawl. Here are the Strangers. These would be strangers to any vegetable, fruit. The caterpillar crawl goes a little something like this. This is WCBN FM Ann Arbor and WCBN.org. Keep on listening and never stop doing that.